Go ahead, Justin. What were you going to say? We were talking about the Osama bin Laden. You were talking about Luke Radowski and the many times he died.
Yeah, okay. Well, the first thing is, I mean, you can go back and look. You have reports going back, I believe even on Fox News was one of them, where they said, in fact, that Osama bin Laden was dead in December 2001, okay? And supposedly he was dead on a battlefield in Afghanistan, whatever. It was also reported by a CIA agent that he also died in 2002 of what was it, kidney malfunction, because, you know, the man was on dialysis. You know, if you know anybody on dialysis, you know they can't go very long without being on a machine. So to say this guy was out living in a cave is just, you know, it's just totally disrespectful to anyone with any common sense out there. So, you know, to make a long story short, you know, he was seen at least a couple months before 9/11 in Dubai, you know, at an American hospital for his dialysis treatment. And, you know, supposedly he died in 2002. He had real bad kidneys or whatever. And then also we had the leader of Pakistan, what was her name? The woman that was assassinated. She came forward, I think it was 2004, 2005, and said that she had knowledge that he had been dead. And you know, so I mean, you know, they brought this guy back from the grave so many times until last year when they finally decided to kill him for good. And then we all know about his burial at sea, which has nothing to do with Muslim law and actually is like sixth on the list of something you would do. To,
Wow.
you know.
I'm going to add the caller again, Justin. Sorry to interrupt you, but keep going. But I'm going to add the caller in right now.
Yes,
Ambrosia,
but
you're back live on the air. We're sorry about that. We got kicked off the server again.
what is going on tonight? Boy,
I
they
don't
are
know.
busy, ain't they?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm not going to try to say it's anything like nefarious, but I don't know. It's kind of odd. It doesn't usually happen like that. But sometimes the thing we use really isn't stable. So, what's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. I was just gonna comment that there was a it was posted on Facebook, and it was talking about how that even our appliances have chips in them now so that we
Yep.
can be monitored in our homes.
Yep,
Isn't that
this is
wonderful?
exactly what we were talking about. Isn't that just going way too far?
Yes. I would say what happened to the Privacy Act? That's what I would say.
And now they're trying to like make it a cool thing that all these devices are connected to the internet. I don't need my damn refrigerator and my stove connected to the internet.
Exactly.
I mean,
You
seriously,
got that
why?
right.
I can't watch the temperature of my if I can't watch the temperature of my fridge, I shouldn't have an apartment.
That's right. I mean, it's craziness, and people are just like, I don't know. Are they brain dead? And they, oh, it's so cool. I mean, the first thing that I said was, I'll just buy an older model and
Yeah.
have that crap in my house, you know?
I
But
know, but, and eventually it's just going to get harder and harder and harder though, because they're all going to get phased out. And you know, they're trying to do. Did you hear about what they a couple years ago? You know, they made the shift. They're trying to actually phase out, like removable memory on computer, like you know, the hard drives and stuff. And they want to make you store everything on clouds. I don't want to store my
yes.
information on a cloud. They try to make it sound nice. Oh, it's a cloud. It's a nice, cushy little cloud. That's just a guys, that's just a name for an online server that people are going to look at all your stuff.
It's a way for them to, yeah, for them to get into your life, yeah. It
Yeah, into
reminds me
everything.
of several movies, actually.
You know,
I mean,
the sad thing is too is how far we've gone to where people really don't treasure their privacy anymore, and you know, and so many people just are willing to give up so many rights in the name of these you know, garbage policies that they're pushing forward.
this is true, yes. I mean, it's just I'm old enough to know, you know, that, I mean, I'm a mother and a grandmother, so I've been around for a block, around the block for a bit. And I would say, from the 1960s to now is a total different ball game
Oh,
in the
yeah.
way that they're doing things. You know, it's more in your face now than it ever
Right.
was.
It really is. And, you know, it's this whole the whole police state thing is really what it really does creep me out, you know. Just to think, I mean, they spy on everything. You know, if you have, for instance, I have a Gmail account, okay? If I sent you an email, or I even sent one to myself, and in the email I wrote something like, you know, hotels in New York or something, the ads for hotels in New York are going to pop up on the right. So that means they're reading my emails. You know? I
Yeah.
mean, maybe it's a computer, but you know how, Justin, tell, I mean, let's talk about the algorithms for the computers. You know a little more about that. It's the way they've been building up profiles and stuff. I mean, they
Right.
can do a lot with
Well,
these computers. They can almost predict the future, for Christ's sakes.
yeah. Yep. Well, that's what they do. They go off of the things that you visit, you know, and the things that you type in. And say like you have you know, me and, you know, say, you know, a friend of mine that's not into the same stuff as me. We could put the same things into Google, and yet come back with totally different search results. And that's what they're doing. You know, they've gone in and made it according to what they think, you know, you're most likely to want to view. And in that case, you know, it's not going to be, you know, the actual truth. You know, it's not going to be, you know, it's going to be as you want to see it type thing.
Right. It's your own personal matrix.
Well, as
That's
they
what it
want
sounds
you
like.
to see it, not as you want to see it. Like, if they're sick
Right.
of me looking into something, they might start changing my results so I'm finding dead ends.
Right. Exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, another thing too, even my daughter noticed, you know, that Wikipedia is so just one
It's
day you're
garbage.
in there and you're looking it up, and then the next day it's gone. The same information that was in there is gone.
Yep. Yeah, I looked, you know, when I use Wikipedia, what I'll do is if I'm just starting research and I'm just trying to get the basic mainstream facts, get some times and some dates and
Yep.
stuff, I'll go there, but they're not really too reliable for any type of deep research at all, 'cause that's really
No.
just like going in a regular encyclopedia that the government puts out.
Right.
And anybody can edit that too, supposedly. And I'm sure
Yes.
they have editors on top of that that go in and re-edit it, of course.
Check this out too. In fact, and I'm sure the U.S. does the same thing, although more discreetly. Israel actually was making it well known that they were recruiting people that were sympathetic to the Zionist cause or actual Zionists to go in, and they were having weekend workshops training them how to edit Wikipedia so as to always make the Zionists appear in the right. And
Wow.
yes,
Wow.
totally.
Yeah. That's a big wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my
It,
gosh.
that's crazy. Ambrosia, how did you say you heard of us? You heard me last night on the other show?
Yes, I belong to that group.
Oh, you do? Okay, awesome,
Yes.
awesome.
Yeah.
The out of the darkness into the light.
Yes.
Okay, could you
Yes,
just make
there's a
sure you
name.
tell everybody thanks? Thank you so much for having me on. I had a great time last night. That was an awesome
Oh, we
show.
enjoyed having you. Yes. I'll make sure and tell Connie and everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. Anybody that's listening now, there's a show on TalkShoe. Is the easiest way to find it just to type those words in the TalkShoe? Is that the easy? Will it come
Yeah,
right up?
you can. Yeah, you can go straight into TalkShoe and just type in "Out of the Darkness into the Light," and it'll bring up, you know, all those shows that are archived. And if there's a live one, you can just search under "live."
Yeah, awesome, awesome. How long have you guys been doing shows over there?
Well, we haven't been doing them for very long, but we sure got a quick following. That's for sure, because we, you know, it's a Christian site, but we're not like normal Christians. I mean, we're
I know.
into conspiracy,
You
yeah,
guys are awesome, man.
because,
I was telling Justin today. I mean, I had a great time. We had a good back and forth with what's his name was it Dave, right?
yeah, Dave.
Yep.
Yep, that's Dave. Oh yeah, the mind of Dave. There's only one. But it's just, you know, getting. I started out. I mean, I've always been a Christian, but I started out 2 years ago just digging for truth, you know, and that's how I got it, because I was like, you know, something just doesn't feel right. And my search actually started on 9/11, because 3 days before it happened, I couldn't sleep. And
really?
You start talking, yeah, you start talking to other people, and they're saying the same thing, that they had a restless night, they didn't sleep well, and I believe that, you know, everybody, I don't care what you believe, somehow you know, your inner self knows that there's stuff going on, and it just never reaches the conscious mind. But in this case, it was such a big thing, you know, that it did.
Yeah.
I really do believe that. I think that, you know.
So right away you were a skeptic, right away, because of that. Because
oh, yeah. My husband, when we were sitting and watching it, you know, we watched it through Good Morning America, you know.
Yep.
And right when it happened, the first thing that my husband said, and now my husband worked at Edwards Air Force Base, so he knows about planes, he knows about stuff, and he said, that looks like a missile. He said, the way that the building went, he said, it looks more like what a missile would do, not an airplane. So he even, you know?
Yeah, he at least thought it wasn't what they were telling us. Like, totally different.
Mm-hmm. And the more we looked at it, the more that we got skeptical about it, you know? And I was like, oh, I said,
oh, yeah,
I
none of the facts add up.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, that old saying from back in the 60s, it's the war machine. You know, they want to keep that going.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they have to create, you know, some type of whatever to, you know, keep the wars going, you know.
Did people really think George Bush wasn't going to get us into an endless war?
Well, I know people that thought that he wouldn't, but, you know.
I know a lot of people.
Some of the more conservative.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was like, you know, a long time ago, I got it that, look, you know, they'll promise you everything, and when it comes right down to it, what are they? They're the same. It doesn't matter what label.
No.
They're doing the same thing. They have the same agenda.
The whole thing with it's all just it's a big illusion. You know, they're going to – the country is more like a corporation. If you're running a corporation, right, are you going to hire your CEOs and all these other people? Are you going to are you going to hire them and pick them, or are you going to let people vote on it? You're going to hire them and pick them, and that's what they do. And the whole system is honestly to give you the illusion of choice and to make you feel like you're part of it.
Yeah, it's two heads of the same monster.
It really is. That's why this whole the whole GOPs and all this on TV, it's just such a circus sideshow. They're all out there they all know what's already going to happen. They're all out there just bull-faced lying to you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Justin,
like, you
still
know,
here,
I mean, I know that some of your listeners might not be, you know, quote-unquote spiritual or whatever, but, you know, I mean, if you go on YouTube and you look at Hollywood, the music industry, they're all doing the same thing. I mean, it's a ruse. It's all a ruse to get you, you know, sidetracked. Entertainment, I mean, you know, just look at the word entertainment. What does that mean? You know, it's a distraction.
Let me ask you a question, because, you know, and I already, you know, I put it out there last night, and, you know, I'm not religious at all, but I didn't feel out of place at all on your guys' station. It wasn't like that at all. But, like, being religious and spiritual like you are, what do you think about the music industry as far as, like, Satanism in the music industry? How prevalent do you think it is? And or do you think that's, you know, much to do about nothing? Or do you think it's pretty much all of them? Or I used to think it was much to do about nothing, and now I kind of see it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that it's everything to do with it. I believe that some, you know, because, you know, they – hire their own, and there's too many, you know, videos out there showing different, you know, I would say idols, I guess, you know, singers, rockers and everything, and they're admitting that, you know, they basically, they're doing it.
Yeah, I think you cut out. Are you still there?
You know, they can present something in a comical way, but you can still read between the lines. They're serious.
Oh, yeah. I've heard a lot of them say straight out, I sold my soul to the devil. I mean,
and I'm thinking, you know, I mean, it reminds me of the old cartoons, you know, where you've got the little dude with the pitchfork on one shoulder and the little angel on your other shoulder. That's sort of sort of right, you know, because your conscience, you know, if you believe in that there's a God, then you have that. He gives you your conscience, see, of right and wrong. And the people that are, you know, not going down the right path are, of course, listening to the other little creature on the other shoulder, you know,
right.
Because you can't, you know, I'm not going to get into any, you know, religious thing. I mean, I don't really consider myself religious. I just consider myself a believer,
uh-huh.
You know,
right.
And that's
right.
Fine.
That's pretty
that's
much
fine.
Where
and
we're at. You
I
know?
Think it's great that, you know, people that are believers and people that aren't, and we you know, we can all just, you know, work together on the same thing, and that doesn't have to matter, you know.
It doesn't. It doesn't
it
have
doesn't.
To matter
that's your,
because
that's your
it's right
thing,
in your
you
face.
Know?
Critical thinking. You know, most Christians do not critical think. That's the problem. And see, you know, there's a thing that we throw out there all the time. You know, the devil gives everybody a Delilah, and all that means is that everybody he'll throw out a trap or a snare or a ruse for you, and you're following. You know, down that wrong track, and that's what it is. It's all of that, what you see. It's just like the movie Matrix. I mean, you see it every day. You know, when you go to the store, when you go to church. I mean, that is them putting it in your face, going ha ha ha. You know, we put it in a movie, but they're serious.
Yep.
Yeah.
Justin,
I
what were you gonna say?
I think a big thing is discernment, you know, and that's that comes down to, you know, to whatever you are, whether you're, you know, whatever religion you are, whatever, you know, you could be an atheist. The whole thing comes down to, you know, and I don't mean to swear, but a bullshit meter. And, you know,
exactly,
you know, and some people just don't have one, and some people just choose to put, and here's the thing. Faith is not a thing to have, but people that faith in some things that are, you know, like government or like a political party or anything else, even, you know, someone putting faith in a movement, you know, when necessarily it doesn't make sense to me when, you know, really the only thing you should really have faith in is yourself or, you know, whatever you believe in and the truth. You know, I think that, you know, a lot of people really are scared to, you know, to challenge, and that goes as far as, you know, by listening to these pastors, and many of these pastors, you guys don't know the guys like these Joel Osteens and these Pat Robertson types. Oh yeah, yeah. These guys
are these big money guys that make money off it on TV.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh, those are you know, that's actually scriptural.
Right.
Yeah, those guys are most of them are shills. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say 99% of these big televangelists.
Oh, so these guys are like agents. They get into the religion, too.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, I want to hear about
everything.
Yeah, I don't
infiltrated.
Know about this.
Everything.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Of course. Yeah, I just never really thought about it like that, about those guys. Yeah.
Most of these types, these Joel Osteen types, even T.D. Jakes, all of them, they're actually Vatican coadjutors. You know, the fact of the matter is they've been schooled and all this stuff, and are there to divert you away and to and, you know, to turn Christians into Christian Zionists, and you know, and just really dilute any of the real message, and you know, and they have a huge following, and if these people were to say that, you know. I'm not big on the FEMA camp thing, but I do know they have clergy response teams. You know, if this stuff ever did happen, these people would march right in because they would think that there's this, you know, so-called spiritual leader would have the best at heart for them when it's so far from the truth. And these people are telling them, you know, nothing more, you know, such blatant lies. You listen, Jack Van Imp was one of the worst propaganda pushers on and you know, they all do it, though. It's every one of them is totally trained. Most of them are also involved with a group known as the Council for National Policy, which is another secret right group, I would say. And they control a lot of the behind the scenes. You know, even though politics is phony, they still, you know, have control over certain issues and whatnot. You know, so I mean, you know, a lot of these and all these groups were started, they're all controlled opposition. And you have all these people out there, you know, Sung Young Moon is another one. You know, same thing. You know, these people are all part of the same Operation Mockingbird type thing, only for clergy.
Justin, we have a request from somebody in chat if you know about something. He wants, while we're on a little bit of spiritual type of stuff, have you ever checked out something called the Spirit Science on YouTube?
No, what's that about?
Oh, I don't know. He didn't tell me. I thought maybe if you knew what it was, if you knew what it was about, I'll try and ask him. But yeah, just I'm not surprised. I mean, I just never really thought about it, about those like the religious guys you see on TV. I definitely thought it was a scam. I mean, from day one, I always thought those guys are out there to make money off people. But I did never really thought about them being agents. Totally. I guess that's just because I just kind of came into this type of knowledge recently, and I haven't watched too much religious stuff in the last few months about, you know, on TV.
If you, sorry about that. If you listen to, you know, the guy, Jack Van Imp and everything, he'll have you believing that the New World Order is Obama and Muslims, you know, and it's so funny that it's so far off the mark, but you know, that's where they have their people, what they have their people believing. And it's so funny because these same people, you know, would throw themselves in front of a train for Israel, yet, you know, is the love mutual? No, you can, you know, and turn on Israeli TV and see them, you know, mocking the crucifixion of Christ and everything else, you know, and it's just part of the thing. And it's not, I'm not, I don't mean to just pick on, Israel, because the thing about Israel is it's not real Judaism either. That's Zionism, you know, and that's the thing about getting the confusion there. But yeah, almost all of these religious leaders, and that goes for everything. You know, you go to even guys like Louis Farrakhan, Nation of Islam. You know, there's another group that was, you know, co-opted, and that's what they do. They, you know, that's what COINTELPRO does. You know, you have a group, that is possible, of, you know, like they did to the Black Panthers in the 70s. They made sure that that group, you know, turned out to be violent and everything else, and they put infiltrators in there to get anyone that wanted to do real work and help the communities out of the way. And, you know, and report on their, you know, and that was the start of COINTELPRO as we know it. And it continues to this day in the truth movement and in the a lot of these, you know, religious things and everything else, yeah.
Well, we have a, we have another call, just hold on 1 second. Put them right on. Call you live on the air, Real News Radio. Justin Cook and Brian Stavely. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey, what's
up? Hey, what's up, Dave?
Hey, not much. I was just listening to the New World Order stuff, and I actually think it started when Kennedy was shot, and it started with Johnson.
Well, here's my opinion to that. See, Kennedy was no, you know, he was no angel. But
yeah,
let me
but
get
he,
in.
He
here's
did
the
not
Kennedy
want to
did try
go to water and
Kennedy did try to expose these people.
In going to
something
war
happened to Kennedy, and he
know,
actually
profit,
got a conscience when he was in the White a conscience
like
while he was in the White House. And he just can you hear me?
Justin, I hear you guys were both talking at the same time, and now I don't know what happened to Dave. It looked like he hung up.
Can you hear me?
Justin, we hear you. It's Justin's headset again. He needs to get a new headset. Justin, we hear you, buddy. Just keep talking. Well, guys, well, it looks like we're having a lot of technical issues tonight.
We're back.
Okay.
At least I'm back.
We heard you the whole time, buddy.
All right. I want to get in to real quick about JFK and the whole thing about it. That, in my opinion, the JFK coup, which is what I pretty much call it, there is a lot of reasons for that. And there is, you can say it was because he wanted to stop the war in Vietnam. You can say it was because he, obviously wasn't with the military-industrial complex. Some people say he didn't want Israel to get nukes. A lot of people say it was because he wanted to print up treasury notes, you know, actual greenbacks, you know, as opposed to, you know, going around the Fed. You know, there's a lot of reasons, you know, also, you know, this family pissed off the mob, or his brother did. You know, there's a lot of reasons, but the main thing is Kennedy went in there, you know, they cheated to get him into office. And so he was in there, he was supposed to be doing their dirty work, and when he decided and got a conscience that he was going to go against them, you know, they took him out. And I think Johnson and were all a big part of it. And what that was not necessarily the New World Order started. The New World Order had been an agenda for hundreds, if not thousands of years before that. But what that did is that solidified it, and that kind of, you know, made both parties more on the same page as far as, you know, the world government, as far as it goes, you know, as far as showing them that, hey, you can't go against this line, you know, and the fact that, you know, that they own both parties. And that was the also the way of George Bush making his way onto the main stage. You know, obviously he was very involved in the coup. He was in Dallas that day. You know, so, I mean, I would say the New World Order as an idea is thousands of years old. Did that assassination help bring out the New World Order? Yes. Did it? It wasn't the beginning of it? No. That's my opinion on that anyway. You know, we have a lot of stuff going back. Even just 50 years before that, the invention of the Federal Reserve was definitely a, you know, part of the plot for this. They've just been waiting for a time when they have it technically possible where they can actually feel like they're gods, and that is now. You know, they can control the weather. You know, they put out the thing owning the weather by 2020. You know, the whole thing about you know, putting fake body parts in, fake hearts. You know, all this is perfected now. You know, so the fact that they can actually play God and actually make themselves live for extended periods of time, you know, that's where we're getting into now, and that's where it's scary, in the fact where they can actually replace us, you know, or clone or God knows what else. And that's the thing, they had to get enough technology, you know, to really feel like they could play God, to beat God or whatever. And the thing is, that, you know, that these people are, you know, they really believe that, you know, that it's their right to rule. It's our right to just be nothing but serfs. But, you know, the my opinion, the main thing was the technological thing, and that's why they've been biding their time and waiting so long. You know, so, I mean, definitely, I think, you know, the three biggest things in the last century was the Federal Reserve Act, of course, and then you had, well, and there's a lot of big things. And of course, the JFK assassination, yeah. And of course, you had the, you know, Bush shooting Reagan to take over that. You know,
9/11.
Yeah, exactly. That, you know,
even the moon hoax was big.
Yes, the moon hoax. The moon was totally fake.
The Titanic might be a hoax.
Well, I'll tell you about the Titanic. It wasn't a hoax. My idea on the Titanic was, what they actually did was they went out and they had a few people on there that were elite. You had John Jacob Astor, Benjamin Guggenheim.
People that were opposed to the Federal Reserve, right?
And Isidore Strauss. And they were elite. They had their money tied up in the central banks and everything else. For some reason or other, they were getting kind of the shit end of the stick when it came to the Fed. The Fed was a takeover more of the Morgans, the Warburgs, the Rothschilds, the Rockefeller of the U.S. Thing. But this all goes back to, this is where it kind of shows that it goes to the Jesuits at one point. Now, here's the thing about the Titanic. The Titanic captain was a known devout Jesuit, Edward Smith.
Yep. I've heard and, this, yep.
And supposedly he was told just to go out and drive through this iceberg field until he hit one. And then let it go down and everything, and he did it, and it took out. You know, there was not enough lifeboats on board purposely. They waited too long to warn people purposely.
They put the wrong type of flares on there, the wrong color.
Yep, exactly. You know, there's so much stuff that...
There was another boat that could have saved them.
Right. Now, here's another thing, too. Another part that people get into is a lot of people believe, if you look at pictures of the Titanic, that it actually was the Olympia. And the Olympia, the reason for that was that the Olympia was already damaged. And so they actually put people on this already damaged boat, for one,
wow,
because to get their money back for it, and for two, to double the stakes and make sure that, you know, it sank or whatever. And I know Mike Damon had some on his site about it, where you can see the lettering. You can see MP in the front, and that, you know, that's Olympia, O-L-Y-A.
Wow, really?
PA and the other, yes. I got to look more into that angle, but, you know, pretty much the main thing of that was the Federal Reserve and to start World War One.
Let me ask you a question. Did they just take the insurance money from that and roll it into the Federal Reserve like a year later?
I'm not sure if that's what they did with the insurance money, but I know they you know,
because
that
the timing
that was,
certainly lines up.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, too, World War One started 2 years later as well. You know, so, I mean, again, you know, you have them funding all these, you know, countries to go to war. You know, and also the Russian Revolution, too. Russian Revolution was another thing. Marx was another one of their agents. You know, Trotsky was, too. You know, that's the thing about them. They make sure, you know, here's their idea. If you can't beat the opposition, then be the opposition, you know, or lead the opposition. And that's what they do. They make sure that they people that have a real grassroots movement and are in objection to something, well, they're going to go and they're going to address it half-assed and put, you know, a half-assed, group together that's pretending to investigate it. And, you know, just like we saw at 9/11 and so many other things, when in reality,
you might cut out again for a second.
Well, yeah, that was like,
back.
I cut myself.
You're back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it cut out. Well, I'll tell you what, it's getting pretty late. I know you're going to probably work in the morning. We're going to take one more break, guys, and then we're going to come back with our last segment. We got about probably 15 minutes left to the show, and then we're going to wrap it up for the night. So you've been listening to Real News Radio. Just stick with us for another 4 minutes, and we'll be right back after this break. Okay, everybody, welcome back to Real News Radio. That was our last break, but we might go a little bit longer than we told you. We might stick around for a little longer than 15. We might we'll see what comes up. Maybe if a few of you guys want to call in, that'd be great. We had some great interaction tonight with the callers. I want to thank everybody that called in. I mean, we really appreciate it. You tend to see that we leave our callers on for a while too when we can, you know, until somebody else calls and is ready to come on. Then we ask you nicely to, you know, that we're going to let the next person in. But, yeah, I love when you guys call in. Justin, you back?
Yeah, I'm here, Brian.
All right, cool. Where were we? I think we were talking about the Federal Reserve or maybe the Titanic, then the Federal Reserve or something.
Well, actually, Dave is talking about Dave and some other guys in here, and I'm going to give my quick rundown on why I think they put Obama in the White House.
Sure, let's do it.
My opinion on it is, in reality, you know, you had this this feeling in the country, this hopeless feeling after the W administration. I think a lot of people were still believing there could be political solutions to it. So I think the main thing was that, you know, and a lot of that, you know, hatred and or not hatred, but a lot of that, you know, frustration was coming from the minorities, you know, after Hurricane Katrina and the failure to act and, you know, just everything else. And you had a guy like Obama coming through that was claiming to be anti-war. He was against, you know, torture, was going to close down Guantanamo, you know, and the Patriot Act. Well, the whole thing that he was there for was to suck up to the, you know, I would say the 40% of the so-called liberals, and then it was the other 30% of, say, swing voters, or, you know, I wouldn't even say voters, but, you know, people that in the population are actually torn between, you know, they don't pick by party lines, you know, they kind of, you know, they actually, you know, judge for themselves, but they're not judging. They're not judging by
they're not judging through the right set of eyes.
Exactly. And I think the whole thing is the scam for him was they tried to keep it for as long as possible. They tried to keep, you know, him, you know, his popularity. And that was the thing. It was, you know, a big thing to pretend there wasn't a financial crisis going down and to say, hey, it's on the last guy. When in reality, none of these guys make any decisions. Presidents are puppets, pure and simple. You know, as far as that goes, I believe that at least, you know, I think it goes a lot further, but I can guarantee this, that George Bush Sr. has actually been the real sitting president ever since Reagan. You know, and I think before that, you know, it's kind of switched. It's mostly always been that same crowd.
Oh, you think he, as far as a politician in the White House goes, you think he's the big puppet master?
As far as American politics go, I believe that the big ones are there's four or five big ones, but in reality, I think that they're also getting that info passed down to them from, you know, whatever groups they are. But my guess on the big five would be Bush Sr. Kissinger, Brzezinski, possibly, I guess you would say Cheney and Soros, you know, and David Rockefeller, and then of course we all know that they work with the banking cartels, they work with the secret society, you know, we don't have to get into that. But the main thing is they pacified a large amount of the population by putting Obama in and really, you know, made people buy into the system once again. I think the system was working for them, when in reality the system was just out to actually make it worse off now for it was, you know, 4 years ago for the middle class and the poor. And this is nothing against Obama. Like I said, he was just another puppet. He just fit the bill. You know, he was, you know, quote, white enough to be accepted by the whites, and he was black enough, you know, the first black president, you know, to be accepted by you know, the blacks, minorities, and the you know.
Yeah, let me interject one thing into the black thing. Like, you know, I think one of the reasons is, you know, like you're seeing, they want to go into Africa for all these resources, and I think that, mm-hmm. just on a side note, I don't think it's one of the big things, but I think that might have been a part of it too. It's a good time, if there was ever a good time to have a black president, it's now because they're going to go tap Africa for all its resources.
Yeah, totally.
That's just a little side agenda. I know the stuff you're saying is more important. I'm just saying I think that that's another little bonus to it. Because some black people would accept it more because he's a black president.
Well, you're right. I mean, look at how many liberals, for example,
and ignorant whites, right? Ignorant white people would they'd speak for the black people and say, "Oh, the black people think it's okay in Africa because Barack Obama says it's okay."
Right. Well, here's the thing, Brian. I don't know if a lot of you remember, but in 2003, there was huge anti-war movements across the country. You know, when it was the Bush Wars. You know, the right before Iraq happened. It wasn't so big for Afghanistan because people still believe the 9/11 lies, still believed about the Bin Laden boogeyman. But as far as the Iraq war went, nobody wanted that war. And then again, what you saw last year was Obama do the exact same thing. However, there was no opposition. There was no anti-war marches, nowhere near the million, you know, the hundreds of thousands that were drawing in 2003. So he totally pacified a good amount of these people that are now making excuses for these wars that would have been totally against them if they were under a Republican regime. So that's what they do, is they go back and forth. And I think Obama's time is done now. I don't think he's going to be a two-term president. I think that his term as puppet is over. He's outlived his usefulness. They have enough people now have enough dirt on him, and even the so-called liberals are not happy with what he's done, and the powers that be know this, the powers that be plan this, and they're getting ready for the new takeover of what they're of the next phase of operations, and that's my opinion. I don't know anyway. I don't see them pushing him up again because Here's the only reason they would, I guess, would be to have race wars right away or whatever, I think that they're going to give it to Republican because they want people to still believe, in the system, and it would make sense, if you have a well liked guy like Ron Paul and everything, and hey, you go and make everyone believe, hey, well, he actually did win the election. People are, they're going to believe it. But if he's one of their guys, it doesn't matter. So, as far as Obama goes, I just wanted to interject for the people that don't know. This guy was family with CIA going back to his maternal grandfather. He was, totally CIA. He grew up in Indonesia during the Sukarno regime. His father was Lolo Sotoro, his stepfather, was part of Sukarno's purge against the people, the people that went against him. And his mother actually met him at a CIA run outfit called the East West Center. And that was in Indonesia. And, the guy really, in my opinion, has been, from the cradle to the grave pretty much, at least from the age of like 10 or 12, known that he was going to be the guy. As far as you go, you look at his whole college, fraudulent. Nobody saw him at Columbia University. There's no history of the guy. It's just one of those things. And then again, he was under Geithner, working for the CIA in Pakistan, which is actually during the 80s, the same time as we were in Afghanistan, which makes you wonder about, someone asked in the group the other day if Bin Laden and Obama knew each other or whatever, and I said I would be pretty sure that they did if they're not, related or some other crazy thing. I don't want to get off into any other theories, but... pretty much the guy was just, he was raised to do what he's done. And now it's time for the next guy, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, somebody in the chat, I just want to respond to somebody in the chat. They asked, well, what about Ron Paul? And I said, well, you stick around for a few after the show. And, I'll send you some of the, I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but I said, I'll send you some of the blogs that we did on him. And he said He read the one, but buddy, the one that you read is probably the first one that pops up right there, and that's more about the just the gold standard. The other blogs that we did on them, they really do get into some other issues, some real conflict of interest, and some really ridiculous things that he says one thing and does another. You got to check those blogs out too. If you go to the blog section and you go to the tags on the right. Hit the words that say Ron Paul and Ron Paul 2012, and that'll bring up. I have two of them, and I think Justin has two of them. And there's a lot of information in there. Like I have some videos in there, a whole bunch of stuff. You need to see it. But I don't want to get off all on that tonight. The point is, they're all puppets, especially when somebody's made it far enough that they're on the GOP and they're up on the television doing the debates. I mean, come on, guys, really.
Right.
Listen to everything we've been talking about.
The whole thing about this is you know, these debates are staged. The whole thing is that, you know, elections – all right, here's the deal. You know, elections are totally fraudulent. They've been this way for a while now. And, you know, for anyone to even take place – to take part in this is taking part in a system that doesn't exist. And, you know, to acknowledge and say, you know, well, I'm going for the Constitution. Well, in reality, the Constitution doesn't really exist. As for the Act of 1871, I think that, you know, that a lot of people are kidding themselves. And, you know, and here's the thing, you know, I'm not against, I do like a lot of the, you know, so-called Ron Paul stances on liberty and everything else. And, you know, but like Brian said, he has a long history that, we, you know, we've dug up because the alternative media won't touch him. But you can get into our blog and see, you know, a lot of the areas where he's said one thing and done another. And then a lot of his nefarious ties and whatnot, and then, you know, the clincher to me is the gold standard thing. But, you know, the main reality here is that all these guys that are supposedly running are none of them are you know, are presidential material, and they know that. And, you know, so they're going to end up pretty much at the end of the day saying, well, you know, I like Ron Paul's economic thing, and I will bet someone $50 that, you know, pretty much that Ron Paul will get in. I called it in 2010, and I've seen it matriculate. And the fact that, you know, all his supporters claim, and I used to be a Ron Paul supporter. I was a big supporter for years until I found out, really, that it was just more controlled opposition. And I realized that, you know, that you don't need gold to back money. It's not necessarily, you know, it's just another scam because, you know, the Rothschilds hold all the gold. You know, we can get into that. Our blogs, we've done shows on this, so I don't really want to get too far into it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, the main thing is though is you know, any politician nowadays cannot be trusted. That's how I look at it. Anyone that's in any of these, you know, Congress, Senate, governor, you know, they all got there because of who they know and what they, you know, what favors they've done.
Yeah, the whole thing with the Ron Paul, his whole thing is about liberty. And guys, he did not show for the vote for the NDAA. And the guy, you know, the guy that wrote SOPA. Okay, again, and I know I've said all this again. I don't want to sound repetitive, but just for the person in the chat, the guy that wrote SOPA, think about this, the SOPA thing, the thing everybody bitched about forever, about the internet censorship. The guy that wrote it is a huge supporter of the Patriot Act and all the wars that we're in. And Ron Paul actually emailed all his followers in Texas and asked them to go vote for this guy. Okay, this is somebody he shouldn't even be able to be in the same room with, and he's actually asking you to vote for the guy that wrote SOPA and is in support of the Patriot Act and all these other things. And I understand all these guys got to deal with sharks, but on some things you gotta draw the line in the sand. And listen, doing business with people with different views in politics is one thing, but to go the extra mile and write a personal email to your followers and ask them to go vote for this guy, I mean, that's really odd when the guy is supposed to be about freedom and liberty. And I had just seen a video in New Hampshire, and I posted it in the blog. You'll see it, I think, a video in New Hampshire where he's talking about the NDAA, okay? He's flipping out about it, and then he doesn't show the vote. And he's flipping out about SOPA, and he's saying, when I get in office, I'm going to repeal SOPA. I'm going to end the NDAA. And he doesn't even show up for the NDAA, and he wants you to vote for the guy that wrote SOPA. I mean, does it even make any sense? It doesn't. It doesn't. And then when he was confronted on it, he said, it's because all the incumbents made a deal to support each other. Oh, so that becomes before your liberty, I guess.
Right.
But,
You know.
it's too much for me. I don't even want to keep talking about this guy. You know? Guys, everybody, stop with all the politicians' names. It doesn't matter. It doesn't, we
Right.
need the system changed, okay? And I know that's obviously very hard, if not impossible, to do, but we can't put faith in any of these guys. Please, guys, don't. Don't. You're only going to waste your time, and you're only going to be let down. They're going to let you down every time. Every time they're going to
Exactly.
let you down. They're never going to do it for you, man. It's never going to be for you. It's never going to
No.
be for you. Ever.
No,
Sorry.
these people, these, no, you know, it's Brian's 100% right. You know, the people that you know, they've made deals with to even be where they are. You know, the fact if they ever went against those things, they would be you know, killed and replaced right away. Or you know, you don't even need to kill anybody right now. You just, you know, you could probably torture the guy into doing what he wants. But you know, the whole thing comes down to it. That I believe that this is another key thing of the truth movement. And that reason was to get a big following behind Ron Paul, and it's worked. And these people are diehard supporters. And you know, no matter what you show them, they you know, they will not, you know, look into it. And you know, I like Brian said, I just refer you to the blogs. And if you have any other questions on it, just message me or Brian, and you know, we'll address it. Because I mean, it just really bothers me that there's only a few people in the alternative media that will say anything bad about the guy. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, like I said before, there's a lot of things I like that he says, but you know, there's been some blatant things. And then again, the gold standard thing is an obvious no, and that anybody that learns about Austrian economics realizes that that's also a scam, and that Mises was actually a you know, another Rothschild agent and everything else, funded by the Rockefellers for his first 15 years in the U.S. You know, it's just when you get down to these things, you see that Edward Griffin wrote the book Creature from Jekyll Island to cover up Eustace Mullins' book about Secrets of the Federal Reserve, which actually got into you know, which actually talked about, you know, about gold being bad, and Griffin you know, actually pretty much plagiarized the book, except changed it to that gold is something that is like bank kryptonite, you know, banker kryptonite, which is totally untrue. They could put anything behind, you know, it's not, they don't need to put a precious metal behind it, you know, to say that it's sound or anything. They can manipulate anything. And they have, here's the thing, guys. Fort Knox is empty. It's been empty. You know, they have all our gold deposits, all our gold reserves. And at any point, and also too, it's just a simple thing of you know, it you don't need anything to, anything can be currency. And that's the, you know, the fact of the matter is, we need people that are going to hold up these people to their promises, and you know, hold their feet to the fire. And until we get that done, you know, no currency is really going to work. But there's a lot better currencies than going with, you know, gold-backed or, you know, whatever type currency.
People need to realize how much precious metals are manipulated by the very people that you know you're against, like JP Morgan Chase. I mean, they got caught manipulating the silver market just last year, remember?
Yep.
And you think how much you think that would happen once that's what we're based on? I mean, it's going to happen all the time.
Exactly. You know, and here's another thing too. You know, do you really believe them to tell you how much gold there is in the world? You know,
No.
and of course not. You know, so of course it's going to end up being that the owners of gold are going to be loaning you the money at interest.
And they're going to
And
set
like I
whatever
said,
price they want. It's going to be
exactly.
crazy.
And
It's going to
like
be
I
like
said, there's
gas
all.
prices, up and down, to manipulate it the way they want.
Right. Like I said earlier in the
Usually
show,
up.
it's all based on false scarcity. You know, and here's the thing, too. I'm going to get into it real quick, and this is how they run the diamond scam.
Yeah, let's
This has
hear it.
nothing to do with politics or anything. But yeah, this is a whole thing. This is mostly by De Beers. Now, De Beers, if you look into it, L.M. Rothschild is also part owner of De Beers, I believe is the other big owner besides the De Beers family. But anyway, to get into it, you know, what they've done for so long is they've controlled it and pretended that they're so scarce to charge you all that money for these diamonds, when in reality, you know, they should not be anywhere near as expensive as they are. And yet
so
we have
just
kids
making a killing? That's crazy.
Yeah. Yep. And we have kids in Africa dying over this that are being forced to mine blood diamonds, and these are going to these, you know, Hasidic rabbis or whatever, and they're going and they control the whole diamond market and control the whole prices. You know, and like I said, De Beers is pretty much the main company that does it. And if you look at it, nowadays you can actually have man-made diamonds. I'm not talking about cubic zirconium, but actual man-made diamonds. Now, nobody, you know, you won't have to strip mine the earth for them. You won't have to put 12-year-old kids out in
you
know,
like
the
man-made
movie.
Like, how is it man-made? I don't understand.
It's made by some type of pressurization, and I don't know the exact way of it, but I can send anybody that wants a link. I'd have to stop talking in a minute to do so, but I can look it up.
Guys, here's what we'll do, Justin. What I want you to do is, for the link, throw the link in the comment instead of the chat, so that way it stays there so people can come back and see it after.
Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah, I just want to say, so what they're doing real quick also now that these man-made things are out there, they're intentionally, you know, De Beers has launched a smear campaign pretty much saying that if you buy one of these man-made ones, that they're not as, you know, it's not as good as theirs, even though they go for a third of the price and are the exact same chemical makeup as, you know, one of their diamonds. It's just it didn't happen in nature, so to them, they're trying to get it in everyone's mind that it's not a real diamond. And how many people out there don't want to upset their girlfriend, you know, their fiance, or be called a cheapskate by their friends for buying one of these things? And that's been one of the big things. So you could buy them for a third of the price as these diamonds, and it just goes to show how much these, you know, embedded families and companies like De Beers have just, you know, and that's another big Zionist holdover too, is the diamond, you know, the diamond trade and how they manipulate the market. There's a good book on it. I got to get the name of the book for you guys too, if anyone's interested in reading it. It's a very rare book, actually. My mother's husband gave it to me. Very eye-opening stuff, you know, you'll find out, and it's was written by an insider, you know, into the diamond trade.
Wow.
So, yeah, totally. So, I mean, you know, nothing is as what it seems, and that's, you know, I think
diamonds aren't even worth what you thought, guys. How's that?
Yeah, no, it's not. You know, and you look at it, you know, and you look at these, you know, what do you call it? Diamonds that are made, you know, for industrial purposes and everything, and they're no different. They're just not polished up, and not, you know, same thing. And that's what there's a big thing for. Actually, the Department of Defense has a big contract with making these, you know, making these not artificial, but these man-made diamonds now too, because they can use them in a lot of you know, cutting edges or whatever, you know, type things. So. Yeah, that's just another scam they're doing. Everything's a scam to these people.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Really is. Well, what else? You got anything else we want to get on, or?
Let me see. I don't know. I mean, I think we pretty much covered everything for today. If anyone has anything that they wanted to address real quick, I guess, you know, throw it up in the chat, but I don't know, Brian. What did you have?
I think that's pretty much it. But while you think about it for a second, let me just tell people that are listening. Some of the people that are listening aren't even on you know, on here, because they're simulcasting us through other stations. So for those of you that are listening, if you don't know, we're being broadcast from therealnewsonline.com. That's our website. When you come here, guys, if you want to connect to us, and this goes for the people in the chat too, if you look at the bottom in the toolbar, you can access our Facebook group, And then you can ask to join the group right from the toolbar. You can access our fan page, and you can join the fan page from right there. Same thing goes for Twitter. You can just follow us with one click. You can hit the share button and share us across just about any network, like us on Facebook, all that stuff. There's a random button. It'll bring up a random blog post, or you can hit recent posts, and it'll show you the most recent blog post, or you can just go to our blog section where there is that's really – pretty much our bread and butter, besides the radio, I would say, is the blog section. Wouldn't you, Justin? Because that's like our personal, you know, our personal thoughts.
Yeah, definitely.
So you guys definitely check out the blog section. I see somebody has a question in the chat, Justin. Why don't you can start. We'll address that in a second. Every Sunday night, guys, we're on at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, you can catch us right here. Real News Radio at therealnewsonline.com. And we're not out of here yet. What do you think, Justin?
Well, very quickly, what?
We lost your mic for a second. Start over.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're back. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. You know, Jesse Ventura is kind of a complicated study because here's a guy that, you know, his whole life has been kind of involved in, was a Navy SEAL or whatever, you know, underwater explosion type thing. Was an actor, a wrestler. You know, the guy's been in the limelight. So to think that he wouldn't be a shill now is kind of not being realistic. However, I do think that he somewhat does think for himself. I really do. I think that he's not 100% bought and paid for. But I definitely see that, you know, he's. I wouldn't trust him 100% as far as that goes. And, you know, he may throw a curveball, just like, even though we don't agree with Judy Wood's finding, just the fact that he brought that out on the Alex Jones show shows that he's not exactly 100% with their agenda. But as far as having a mainstream show on TV, kind of just sums it up for me that, I don't think too highly of his activism and whatnot. I don't know. I think it's kind of... it's kind of phony.
Here's my thing, my take real quick is, you know, I don't like to call anybody a shill unless I know. But like I said, guys, you know, it's always now with me, with the way things have turned out lately with the 9/11 and then finding out about all the COINTELPRO and even Alex Jones being a shill. I tend to say people are guilty before innocent. Now, I'm a guy that really, really,
big,
really
big
like
name,
Jesse.
Tenu.
Yeah, with big names. And I'm a guy that really, really liked Jesse a lot. And I'm saying liked because I don't really listen to him anymore or watch his things because I don't really try and – I really try and be all over the place and not really – and I just listen to people like us, people that are really in the truth community, not people that are famous. I listen to other radio shows like this is what I try to do. You know, I bounce around talk show, blog talk radio, other sites like, you know, Freethink Radio, whatever. I like to listen to the Truth of Girls video. Some of those are good. But, you know, these big names, I don't trust them anymore. But the thing is, I don't have anything on Jesse, like, really. You know what I mean? Like, these other people, like – Burmese, Alex Jones. I mean, I have stuff on them. I really don't have anything solid on Jesse, and he is a guy I did like to watch a lot. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that he's a shill, but keep an eye open, you know? Keep an eye open. I mean, that's all I can really say about him. And the thing that Justin said, and this is the biggest sticking point, I think, and he has a TV show. You don't get a TV show unless it's controlled. So I think Justin, you know, what he's saying about him being maybe being partly not controlled, I think that holds a lot of water because, like you said, that phone call that he made to the Alex Jones show, it's just he does every once in a while he does something that doesn't really fit the mold of what a shill would do.
Right.
So I don't know.
I think Contrarius hit it on the head in the chat here. You know, the whole thing where she said it's entry-level Jones-type stuff. That, you know, they're sacrificing that type of data. And I think they're trying to steer you towards Jones and his ilk.
Exactly.
If you're going to be interested in that stuff.
Exactly. He's not the danger that Jones is either, I don't think. But don't trust his information and not go researching yourself because there's probably a lot of stuff sprinkled on there.
And here's the thing is too that Joe that Ventura himself might not have researched it that well either.
Exactly.
I think
passed to him a lot.
Yeah, I do think he is somewhat. I think his intentions are a lot better than the rest of the crew, though. I really do. But yeah. But again, you know, you can't trust anybody that was a big time actor, and then now does it's more theatrics, But I don't know. As a person, I
can stomach him still. That's for sure. But I don't look to see his stuff.
I'm the same way, and you know what? I may turn someone that's totally not awake. I may turn them onto his shows, but then I'm going to kind of lead them a little different way after that. But I think that it's not a bad starting point. But I think that as far as it goes, you need to use discernment with that, with anyone, no matter where you're getting your info from.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, guys. You guys remember if he has a TV show. The message is controlled on the show. Now, he might still, like Justin said, he might think for himself a little bit. And like I said, he might do a little bit things out of line. But to some degree, he is controlled. But I don't think he's a danger. And I don't think he would consciously want to do something that would put you in such harm's way that somebody like Alex Jones would do automatically without thinking about it. You know what I mean, Justin?
Yeah, exactly.
He would be involved in after the cover-up of 9/11, let's say, with his TV shows and stuff. But he wouldn't be the guy that would get his hands dirty and be involved with it from the start and ground up like Jones. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. I kind of think that whether it be blind, it's just something – I don't know. I kind of do feel like he has somewhat of morals. And, he may feel that what he's doing is right, and that giving people that limited knowledge is good, I read books and it's a tough thing to say with Ventura, but I don't know. I don't really know if he has an agenda, but if anything, I'd say he's probably a useful idiot,
Somebody just asked about Oliver and Sean Stone. Those guys are wicked controlled, dude. Wicked controlled. Those movies they put out. That did you see the World Trade Center movie? But that's wicked propaganda. I mean, it's awful. Those guys, Oliver Stone's a big mouthpiece for the government. They make it look like it has that other spin on it, but that's the whitewash version.
It's almost like Michael Moore territory, too. I will say JFK was a good movie. I think they could have gotten a little more, a little more to it, but again, it just. What he did with 9/11 just kind of proved that he's really not out for the truth. He's more or less just part of the whitewash machine. Sorry, bro.
Yep. I want to say hi to Dave. That's Contrarius. He's the person that I was having the back and forth with last night on that other show, Justin, on the Out of the Darkness and Into the Light show. So I'm glad to see that he came over. We had a couple of people come over, Dave, from your group. I wanted to thank you guys for coming over. I had a pleasure last night, and hopefully I can go back on another time with you guys. Again, for everybody that's listening right now that didn't catch that show last night, if you go to TalkShoe and you search Out of the Darkness and Into the Light, it's a great show right there. And I was on there last night. We talked about 9/11 pretty much most of the night. We had some great back and forth, me and Dave, and he asked a lot of the questions that I think people really wanted to hear the answers to. It was good. It's a good show. Yeah, Jesse's coming for another season, guys. Yep. He's doing the third season. Yeah, that's been announced for a while.
Well, I Contrarius said it, or Dave, whatever, said, it's information that they're willing to sacrifice. On the other hand, you can use that stuff to start people off. It's just make sure that you kind of guide them and show them discernment and a lot of people will be fooled anyway and kind of go their own way. But you can tell if a free-thinking person,
you
got to
test
show
them with
some
that
logic.
Stuff sometimes. You can't drop the empty towers on 9/11 on their lap to start, that's for sure.
Right. Well,
sometimes
I think
you got to start with the Jesse stuff.
I agree too, and I think that's another thing too that a lot of people here, if you know, if you're here and you haven't, and you still haven't seen the original, you know, some of the original, you know, issues on 9/11, I encourage you to do so, and then come back and check it with this new research, because, you know, I think you'll see the whole picture of it. A lot more, you know. So if you go back and if you haven't watched Loose Change or one of those films, I think, you know, maybe watch it, and then you'll see what, you know, what is being pushed by a certain group of people, and then you can come back and compare it to Brian's paper, you know, and you know, and some of the research that's been done, and you can see where they hid stuff. Where, you know, it's a limited hangout is what it is. It's, you know, they put certain information there to get you on a trail, and then once, you know, once they get you on it, now you're on a control trail, and you're not going to go off on your own direction, because there's always something pulling you this way or that way, you know. So, it took a while, but we, you know, it's pretty much cracked the 9/11 riddle. But
yeah, the 9/11 thing really is, I'd say it's over 80% cracked. You know, I'd like to say 90, but there's still definitely some things that need to be dug up. But I mean, we really do have a very good grasp of it's some of the minor details that just need to be totally hemmed up. But Webster Topley, Miguel, I don't, you know. Probably the same story as the rest of them, you know? But well, he does say some things that do kind of seem he does kind of have that little – maybe, I don't know. I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you think about Webster Topley, Justin? I mean
– My opinion on Tarpley is, again, nobody can be trusted 100%, and I don't even put him in my, top truth, you know, tellers list. Or, you know, not that I really have one, but – but I will give him a lot of credit for actually going against the grain. And he was one of the first people in the alternative media to actually go and talk about Ron Paul and how his economic measures would, you know, it would hurt us more than help us. And I think that, that's available. I didn't link it in the Gold Standard article, but it's available out there. Just put, you know, Webster Tarpley, you know, his, what would you say, Ron Paul, objections to Ron Paul or something like that, and you'll find it. And he, you know, he talks for a while on it and just says, you know, I think Tarpley is, again, part of the same network there. But on the other hand, you know, if he's willing to go against Paul, then he must have either some type of thing, or maybe they're just trying to keep enough people around in the alternative media to make you think that they are vetting these people and looking into them.
Yep. Shane wants us to do a blog on who's legit and who you can trust. I mean, we could probably do something like that in the future. But, you know, that's going to be a long list of names. And like I said, the guys I don't know, I mean, what am I going to say? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say don't trust them. I'm going to say don't trust them almost every time until you, it doesn't even matter, because how about this, Shane? It doesn't really matter whether you trust them or not, because you should always, you can't follow any of them. And I'm not saying you do. I don't even know you. I'm talking everybody. You can't follow any of them. You have to get information from everybody, and then once you have the skills that you obviously do, if you've made it this far, you can pick the real information out from the bullshit, and that's what you have to do. Like Justin said, you have to use discernment. Like, you can still get information off the guys you don't trust, but you have to know that, hey, they're going to put a bunch of disinformation in here, so I better make sure that this adds up. And a lot of times you can figure it out. We do it every day. We do it every day. I still get some information from a lot of places, because I don't trust any news agency, but right, I have to get information from some of them. So I use, that's why we have it on the site. If you go to the homepage, there's a ton of news sites and a ton of them that I don't trust, but that way you can get 10, 15 different versions of the same story and pick out all the facts. You can't trust any of them, because guys, the American media is totally controlled. You have to remember that. If you're on television at all, there's some sort of control there in your message. Absolutely. A good amount.
Yeah, totally. Could you throw Dave the link for the Social Security Death Index?
Yeah, dude, listen, go to Ancestry.com, and you can access the SSDI through them for free. But what you have to do, go to Ancestry.com, and when you get there, there's a tab at the top, and there'll be a you can bring up a tab that'll pop up that'll say something like marriage, birth, and death for certificates, and you click on that, and that'll access the SSDI. You have to put the person's you put the person's name, you put the date they died, and you put the state that they died in, and it should be pretty accurate for you. You should be able to dig up whoever you want, except for most of the 9/11 victims, obviously. And if you do pay money and have like a pro account with them or whatever, then you'll get more information. But they'll basically just give you the age, the state they died, and the day they died, and you know if they're in there or not. But that's good enough, you know.
I have seen people that have bought a couple months worth and got and were able to look and see more info, but all you need to do is go into the free one like Brian said, and the info will pop up if they're in the list or not. If they're not even in the list, then it's, you know, then it's not worth it. And like I said, you can go and check your grandparents, check your cousins that died, or you know your friends that died. I only found one of my friends, or relatives out of probably 30 or 40 that I checked that wasn't in there. So, you know, that, and I believe they both like an 87% accuracy rate, something like that.
Yeah, it was like 90, I thought, but yeah, right around there, you know?
Yeah, 90 or, it was 87 to 92 or something like that. Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, it's... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I wasn't even going to say anything important. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, no, it's just something, you know, it's something that if you, you know, if you worked in this country, then you're going to be on it. If you, you know, if you have a Social Security card, most likely you're going to be on it. There's very few people that are not on that list, you know, so, I don't know, and if not, there may be a clerical error or two, but not on 2,000-something people. And not only that, too, but I don't know if Brian's ever brought up with his 9/11 research, but the fact that the death rate in New York at all didn't spike, you would think with 3,000 deaths in New York on 9/11, you would think that the death rate of that day would be 3,000 higher than it normally is. Well, that's not true. It was actually... the same as a normal day in New York.
Same average. I think it's like 400 people a day die every day in New York, and it was the same thing for that day, and same thing for the month. The monthly average for the state didn't even jump up at all. You supposedly had 3,000 people that died in New York, or if you go by the state that they were born from, I mean, still most of them are from New York. There's obviously other states, Massachusetts, New Jersey, or a couple of the big ones, but... I mean, for the average of the deaths to not even go up, I mean, it's just absurd. There's a million things. I mean, we could sit here all night and tell you all the things that don't add up. And I just, you know, for anybody that missed it, you guys got to check out our 9/11 radio special from last week. I think pretty much everybody that's here now did hear it. But anybody that didn't, it's right up top, right next to this link for this page. It says new 9/11 radio special and blog. And what it is it's a 4.5 it's 4 hours after we cut it, just to the 9/11 stuff. A 4-hour radio show. And all the evidence that we talk about, we present it there for you so you can follow along. We're talking pictures, videos, documents, even the I put the occupancy report that we got from the Freedom of Information Act. I put that right up on the website for you. There's a link for it. You guys will see it. It's right under the picture of the Hollow Towers, I think. So check that out if you haven't already checked it out. And if you guys can, if you have checked it out, please share it. I mean, we got to get this message out. We don't want, you know, we need to, everybody needs to know this information. I mean, it's too, I mean, come on. It's been 10 years, almost 11 years, you know? I can't believe it's been this long already, you know?
Yeah, seriously. 10 years and how many wars later and how many, you know, invasions later based on this or even just the whole Al-Qaeda threat. And it's just, it's really just insane that so many people, you know, and here's the thing, I mean, you know, we come to this level of stuff, and you know, and it really does. It gets to be a sea of info and disinfo, and all these different theories thrown at you. But even just getting someone to the first steps and seeing that, you know, that most of the stuff that they've been told is a lie, you know, is a very hard thing to do. So, I mean, you know, everyone, even if you're not keeping up with us on everything, if you're out there and you're here, that's a good sign. It means that you're on the right way of, you know, of at least, you know, helping us or you know, helping yourself at least. You know, and you're going to learn a lot of stuff about, you know, about what's bad for you and, you know, and as far as health and everything else. I mean, you know, nothing can be, you know, bad about it. The only thing that I say to anybody out there that's into this stuff is don't feed into the fear. That's what they want. You know, they're energy vampires. They feed off that stuff. They really want you to sit in fear and worry about the New World Order all day.
Yeah.
And, you know,
don't worry about things like worry about your family first, always. I think that gets forgotten. So I know
right.
people that will actually do things for Uncle Sam and the government before they'll do it for their family, and it's just it's so sickening to me.
Yeah, seriously, people that will sell out their family, you know. If they think someone in their family is not acting right and go and have them committed or something, you know, just because they have, you know, not they don't think the same as them or whatever.
Yep. It's crazy stuff, man. It's a crazy world we live in. So you guys that are, you know, if you're new to us, what we try to do a lot is help you see through the fog because, you know, when you first wake up or whatever the heck they want to call it, all right, and, you know, you're getting all this new information. It's great, but at the same time, without even realizing it, you're getting thrown into just you break out of that box of, like, the mainstream, and now you're standing in a bigger box. And this is the alternative or the truth movement or whatever you want to call this type of knowledge and stuff. But it's filled with so much disinformation that you're not really getting as much truth as you think. You're getting a lot of different information than you did before, but a lot of it's twisted and it's spun for a certain agenda. And we're here to try and get you out of that box and get you through to the next, you know, to the real skies wide open and blue and you see everything. You know what I mean? And
right.
That's kind of a good way to put it, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Everything's a scam, you know? Not just 9/11, not just terrorism, from GMO food to the regulatory agencies in this country to politics to things, everything we were taught about science, everything we were taught about history. I mean, guys, I'd hate to say it, but so much of what we learn in life is just a lie, isn't it, Justin?
Yeah, yes, everything was. You know, when you look at it and you see the stuff that the American government has done to its own people and, you know, in the name of just testing stuff and the things they still do, you know, to the you know, American soldiers, you know, the people that are so supposedly so revered, yet they're dying from vaccine poisoning. You know, it's just everything out there that they're pushing is bad for you, and all these faux academics that go to these colleges and think that just because they have a BS, a bullshit degree, that they're, you know, somehow above the rest of us when it comes to certain information, when in reality all they got was a 4-year indoctrination and a nice big student loan bill. You know, not to say that college isn't good and there isn't good things about it, but, you know, most of these, you know, most of the colleges nowadays are totally involved in pushing the Agenda 21, you know, the so-called green agenda. And when I say green agenda, I don't mean, you know, all of us don't want pollution. All of us don't want, you know, the earth getting wrecked. But the green agenda is actually a real agenda to a eugenics agenda to, you know, to cull the useless eaters from the earth to, you know, to make sure that, you know, to make sure that these people can have their utopia on Earth without us eventually. You know, like I said, when they get that technology, when they can live to be, you know, 500 years old, you know, God knows what they have planned. But, you know, you see it right now, and Cheney, I guess, just had a heart transplant. Now, the guy doesn't even have a heartbeat.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the guy, so technically he's not even really human. You know, I don't go down really the reptilian road too much or any of that stuff. I think it's a lot of somewhat nonsense. You know, there may be something, you know, to it, but I just have not seen anything that caught my eye on it that was anything great. But, you know, I don't know. It's just so many traps and so many levels of fluff, I would say, to get through until you're actually looking at some real stuff, you know. I mean, there's real stuff, you know, every day, but you also have to look at what is this researcher not telling me about that, you know, if they're pushing one thing, you know, what is going on in the background, you know, and is there something going through that's going to really, you know, change my life that I should be concentrating it now, you know, that they keep you off those things and keep you yelling about TSA and so many of these other things that, you know, really should have no place here, but it's, you know, I don't know. We're in a police state. What can I say?
Yeah, we're in a police state. We're in a total opposite reality, a reverse reality of everything that we thought. It's like it never ends. Now it's to the point where I don't really get surprised that much anymore when I realize that something's a total lie. But it's like I still keep learning new things. Like every other week, it's something else is a total lie, a total lie, a total lie. And I want to kind of mention something. This is just something kind of for fun. We mentioned this on the show last night. Have you ever looked into the whole Paul McCartney situation?
Yeah, actually, I've looked into it a lot. Actually, I was obsessed with it for a while.
Oh, good, because I looked into it a little bit, and we were talking about it last night.
So
what's your final conclusion?
He's a phony. I think that McCartney was switched.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, it's funny because now when you see the interviews of him from like the last 15 or 20 years, he forgets vital information that he would have known if he had grown up with these other Beatles. You know, like, I forget, there was one interview where he didn't know who was older out of him and George Harrison. You know, I mean, you know, there's so much more. I recommend Winged Beetle if you're going to go down
that
road.
Documentary or something?
It's a YouTube video. It has a lot of this information out there. Winged Beetle's one, and there's another one. It's something that George Harrison's last, I don't know, something like that. But, you know, and I don't know, some of the stuff it may have been contrived, but, you know, again, I want to get into something real.
Your mic. Lost your mic, Justin.
Well, which is Aleister Crowley magic and everything else. You know, you get into the music industry, you start dealing with some people that believe in dark entities and believe in black magic and the occult and pray to a lot of these deities or entities or whatever you want to call them. You know, so, I mean, you know, there's so much of this stuff. I recommend looking into Laurel Canyon, which is, you know, the whole hippie movement was nothing that we've really been told. You know, it's we're lost again. Can you hear me, Brian?
No, we hear you.
Okay. The Laurel Canyon movement, out of that came so many Vietnam, era anti-war people and everything, and you look at it, and almost every one of them family had something to do with the military-industrial complex, the CIA.
Yeah, they all did.
From Frank Zappa to Jim Morrison's father, who helped cover up the Tonkin golf incident. He was an admiral, you know.
That's why I think the Beatles might have even been and when you look at how they switched out Paul, I mean, they were more like a social experiment. And you know how much the music is controlled. Think about the type of messages they could put out through this band that was so immensely popular. And they're not going to let that just end. They're going to replace Paul. They're not going to let that end, that control that they had over people with that band. And they
exactly.
were probably British agents of some sort.
Oh, yeah, I totally believe that. There's a lot of stuff, you know, when you look at it, and you could just see obviously that, you know, they were trying to you know, cover stuff up. You have obvious photoshopping and stuff, you know, in its early days. You could see it on a lot of their stuff, and, you know, just the blatant clues that they put out. And I think that's part of, you know, people say, oh, well, you know, they were just egging people on. They knew the rumor. No, I think it's
He's not even the same height.
It's totally different. And also, too, there's a site that comes out and actually had a bunch of Italian people that measured the forensics of his face and did an analysis and said this is not the same guy, not the same guy at all. But it's so there's another good website. It's called Plastic Macca, MACCA.
Uh-huh.
And this woman's done a lot of research on this area and broken it down, and there's, you know, a lot of fall or fake fall information on there.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know you looked into it like that. I was somebody told me about it maybe just about a month ago, so I started looking at some things, and man, that's I'm already convinced. I didn't have to spend months on it. That's not the same guy, man.
Yeah, no, it supposedly I don't know. Well, yeah, now I heard this has been debunked. That they ran a talent show or something like that to see or an impression contest to see who could, you know, look the most like McCartney, and they took that person and actually, you know, turned him into, you know, fake Paul.
So you think that story about him losing hundreds of millions in his divorce is just part of that? It's like the Silverstein insurance job story.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I also find it, you know, it just even his marriages have just been pretty weird. You know, there's been speculation that his certain wives have had certain things to do with the cover up, which is why he's married them all, because that was their way of getting a piece of the action, kind of.
Wow, that's crazy, man. And I wasn't even a Beatles fan, but I mean, I liked it. I do like their music, and I don't like really old music like that. But I honestly can't really. I have never really heard a Beatles song that I thought was bad. I mean, they did have pretty good music. You know, but I do think they were at least very severely influenced by British agents, or they were some sort of British agents. That was a whole social engineering experiment, I think.
Exactly. That came straight from Tavistock. Tavistock is a social engineering, you know, engine. That's what they do. They put stuff like that together. They decide what trends people are going to follow next. They decide, you know, and the whole thing was contrived. You know, when they came over here with the mop tops and everything, you know, that all came right out of Tavistock.
Yep.
Yes, and Miguel just talked about Crowley. Yeah, and like I said, I was getting into Mindigo. You know, like I said, they're also, you know, big people. They have Crowley on their album tapes. You know, just like Jay-Z. Jay-Z has Crowley quotes on his Rockefeller T-shirts. You know, these people are not hiding this stuff. You know.
Wow.
Totally.
Yeah, especially in the music industry and in Hollywood. I mean, Justin, you know, you talked about something when we did the 9/11 show that you kind of blew through, because I think maybe you thought I wasn't interested in it or something. I kind of actually wanted you, maybe if we had a couple minutes, if you could maybe go back to it and elaborate a little bit more. You were talking about the symbolism with you know, the flights and the buildings and stuff. And I know that's kind of off topic right now, but
yeah,
could we maybe talk about that again real quick? Because I you know, I'm not really that much in the know about the symbolism and the numbers and stuff, and I think some people would like to know about that, because these are scripted events, guys. So you got to remember, even if you don't buy into this, these people do. Okay, so when they plan these things, they do use satanic symbolism and numbers and stuff like that. And I'm not up on this knowledge, but Justin is, and he could kind of tell us some of the stuff behind 9/11 if you guys want to hear some of it real quick.
Yeah, I can tell you a lot of the basics very quickly. You know, as far as the symbolism of the Twin Towers in general, those were to symbolize Joaquin and Boaz, which were two ancient towers that protected Solomon's Temple. And what did you have Building 7 called? It was called the Solomon Brothers Building, right. So, I mean, you know, right there is just a bare contrast to it. Now, the two pillars, or which, you know, can also be the two towers, you know, whatever. You know, two pillars in Freemasonry is a symbol for infinite knowledge, you know, and for and then some say it's for knowledge and strength. You know, either the two pillars is very big in as far as Freemasonry goes. However, you know, this wasn't just a Freemasonic thing. Although, you know, that's the language they all speak, you know, so that's the thing I wanted to say. But here we go. There's more info on that I can get into. As far as, like, when you hear the flight numbers and everything and just the symbology of the date, well, 9/11, when you go into the date of 9/11, 9 in occult is man. 10 is God. 11 is sorcery. So you're going from man skipping over God with sorcery. And, of course, 9/11 is also, you know, an alarmist date, which would make you, you know, think 9/11, which obviously is the first thing everyone thought of. Getting it back to it, though, we were talking about the OTO, Ordo Templo Orientis, which is Crowley's secret society. Now, Flight 93, which was the hero flight, you know, supposedly the one in Shanksville, Todd Beamer, et cetera, let's roll. 93 is actually a sacred number to OTO. It's something like that they would say in code to each other to recognize it, you know. And the whole thing that has to do with that, you can Google 939393, and the first thing that should come up should be something about Thelema or about Crowley or something. And it has to do with, you know, and people say, here's the thing, what sort of I'm looking for. When these things are like abracadabra. It's like a spell. A spell is just like a prayer, except, you know, it can be used for good or bad. And so the whole, you know, the main thing of this is 939393 is actually like the same breakdown of one of their spells. So that's how they use it to identify with each other. Also, we had the first plane hit at 903, you know, and so that's not, you know, 903. Again, you see the 93 coming up. Something else significant happened at 937. You know, again, then you go with Flight 11, which was the first one to hit, which, again, 11 is sorcery, you know. You know, there's so much more involved with it, too. Just for like you guys started saying in the chat, these buildings were both started, you know, on 9/11 dates. And then, of course, 11 years before this happened, 11 years to the date before it happened, was George Bush Sr.'s New World Order speech, you know, his famous New World Order speech. You know, so I mean, you know, there's a lot, you know, a lot into it, and a few researchers have broken it down even further, but that's pretty much a basic rundown of it all. And like I said, this stuff may not matter to you, may not matter to me. We don't, you know, but these numbers, these that's their language, that's their occult language that they use to convey these messages to people and let the insiders know that it's, you know, quote, you know, an inside job or whatever, and to, you know, and it's also done because, you know, it gets the energy of, and it's also a hidden plain sight type thing, which they love to do. What do we see? Yes, of course, Contreras talking about, you know, 39 is important. Well, you know, just like 13 and 31. You know, and also double numbers are big with them, 11, 22, 33. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of, and depending on who you talk to, different people may have different opinions on numbers and whatnot. But, you know, what else? But oh, also, too, there's a lot of, I believe it was 911 days in between the 9/11 and the Madrid bombing. So I mean, you know, again, it's something else too. And then with the UK bombing, 7 was the big number there.
Yeah, they said Al Qaeda did both of the Madrid and the 9/11, and then there's 911 days. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah,
it gets ridiculous. You know, it gets ridiculous.
You know, this reminded me of something else earlier in the show when we were talking about Bin Laden, and someone asked, why, you know, what is special about May 1st? And I wanted to bring up that up real quick. And May 1st is the end of the Beltane Festival. Now, they have the elites have a bunch of holidays, the biggest being Samhain, which goes on during Halloween. the winter solstice, which, you know, goes on from December 21st until the 25th. The summer solstice, same thing. Only it's June 21st to the 24th, 25th, or whatever. And then you have Beltane. Now, Beltane starts on April 19th. Now, we see a lot of stuff happen on April 19th, April 20th. Just like you had Columbine, Waco. You had the Virginia Tech shooter. You had a lot of these events happen there. So, I mean, you know, the whole main thing is that, you know, they're doing these things, you know, right. Same thing with Hitler. You know, Hitler's death was announced also on May 1st, and that is the end of Beltane, and the end of Beltane is supposed to have blood sacrifice. You know, and there was also other events that happened. I forget last year. There was a few different things that happened during the Beltane, but every year you can really put your finger on it that something big is going to happen. It's something, you know, big in the news.
Wow.
I'm just looking at the questions on here. Shane wants to know if the weather was controlled on 9/11, so like rain or whatever wouldn't strip the
plane. There is a rumor that a Hurricane Irene was kept off the coast of New York, and I think there might be some validity to that. Now, I never really looked too deep into that. Maybe, you know, we could all do that. What have you looked into that Hurricane Irene? I mean, do you think that I don't know. I don't know, Shane. You know, I never really looked into it too much.
I don't really either, but I do remember it. You know, I do remember that them talking a lot about it in the run up to 9/11, them saying a hurricane was about to hit.
And then the hurricane looked like Harp might have actually parked it off the coast. So, yeah, Shane, to answer your question, I think maybe yes.
It's definitely, and that's one of the things too that I think it's a Judy Wood thing, but it, you know, it's something that, you know, it may be a bit more of truth that happens, you know, and maybe really why she believes that theory, you know, I think it could be very well possible. You know, they picked a nice sunny day, and you know, these crazy Muslims from caves had to come and ruin it for us, you know, this nice Tuesday, you know. That's another tie-in too. Is the 72 Olympics in Munich, Germany, was the first terrorist act ever, really, and that was happened. I believe they killed, I don't want to get this screwed up, but it was, I believe they killed 9 Israelis, and, what was it, 9 is, I'm trying to think of what was the 9/11 significance of it. I don't remember, but I do know this, and the group was also named Black September that did it. So if that wasn't kind of like a prelude to, you know, to what's coming. And the Olympics, anytime you have like big stages, world stages like the Olympics, you're watching a ritual. You know, like the closing ceremonies, the ending ceremonies. You know, anytime you're watching, you know, even like the Super Bowl halftime show, that was a ritual.
Time, man. That was awful. Now, that's like, remember I told you I didn't used to buy into it too much about the Satanism in the music industry in Hollywood. When I saw that during the Super Bowl, that's when I was finally convinced.
That's what
put me over the edge when I saw that Madonna bull crap during and the crown on her head and all that nonsense and the C&I on the ground and then they throw world peace at the end of it. Like, give me a break, man. Yep. I was like, wow, look at all of this.
Yeah, they really went for it there, you know, and it really makes you
wonder.
That's
where I knew it was definitely some Satanism going on for sure, man. I see it everywhere. And then, you know,
a lot of people out of the norm were even looking at it and saying, this is freaky, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, and, you know, you posted those videos this morning, you know, about the Jay-Z stuff and the symbolism in his videos and the people that, you know, they made up a couple of spoof songs about him or whatever. And, you know, we've talked about this before and, you know, I've come right out and told you that, you know, he's been my favorite and stuff, but I even see it with his stuff now. I mean, how can you not? I mean, that, like the Run This Town video, I mean, it kind of turns my stomach now, He's a guy that I really liked a real lot, and I mean, I still like his music, but now when I'm listening to it, it's like I'm listening for this other stuff, and it's really all over it, and there's just I think he's totally sold out now. I'm sorry.
I'm going to give you guys the rundown on Jay-Z and real quick, and his whole background and how he knows so much about this, and how he, it's not like he was tricked into, like, see, I think guys like Eminem may have been blackmailed or tricked into it. Now, however, a guy like Jay-Z, now, this real quick, that was actually a, that in itself was supposed to symbolize Rihanna as Isis, Jay-Z as Horus, and, or Jay-Z as Osiris, and, Jay-Z as Horus, and Kanye West as Osiris. And, you know, and the same thing, again, Kanye's wearing the Horus thing around his neck in the Power video with the Sword of Damocles hanging above him. It's all totally, totally in your face. And then on the album cover for Power, Kanye West has his detached head that was just chopped off, you know, most likely by that Sword of Damocles we see hanging over him, is laid out on a perfect Ashtar. And Ashtar is a Masonic stone that is supposedly perfect. I don't know if it's used for a cornerstone or whatnot. But it's totally, you know, it's totally, I would say, Masonic or occult in nature. Now, getting back to Jay-Z, Jay-Z grew up in Brooklyn. Now, he was mentored somewhat Dr. Malachi York. Dr. Malachi York was into this thing called Nuwabism, and Nuwabism is very occult. It's kind of a theosophy type thing, which is based on Helena P. Blavatsky's teachings and whatnot. And that's how he learned about it. And a lot of other people, like Prodigy, from Mobb Deep, actually stuck him out and said, a lot of people learn from Malachi York, and that just shows that Jay-Z knew exactly what he was doing when he got into all this stuff. And the fact that he went and he knows how this stuff can be used, and the fact that he's into it just shows that he's a complete sellout. So, I mean, you know, he went and he grew up with all this literature and reading all this stuff about it. You know, and you hear it on his Reasonable Doubt stuff when he says, you know, he says a line about Illuminati something or whatever. You know, and I don't believe he was involved in it then, but I do believe somewhere around 2000 or so, maybe even earlier, but I totally believe that they went for a lot of black celebrities right before the run-up to Obama to make sure that they would toe the line. Wow. For a while and not stick out Obama.
It's
you
crazy,
know, for
man.
Being yeah, totally.
It's crazy. Well, I don't know, man. I'm pretty much out of stuff, I think, for the night. How about you?
Yeah, I'm out of it myself, but I definitely I think we definitely put a lot of stuff out there, and I want to say great comments from you guys in the chat, and thanks everyone for listening, because it's awesome when you have people calling in and giving feedback, and the thing is too is me and Brian, we're both still learning a lot of things too, and you guys are a lot of people can teach us stuff at some point too, so I want to thank everybody out there for the interaction and everything, and thank everyone for listening, but I'm pretty much at it. What do you think, Brian?
Yeah, I really like when we have a good turnout like tonight. We had close to 20 listeners tonight at once, and then we'll have a lot more listening to the podcast or whatever.
That's just on the station. Never mind. I just want to say thanks to Freethink Radio for having us on. So good.
Yeah, absolutely. Freethink Radio is also simulcasting us now on Sunday nights. So thanks a lot to them, and definitely check them out. They got some great shows over there, and a bunch of great people running that. And anybody listening to us right now that's not on our site, this is from therealnewsonline.com. We want to thank everybody for listening, everybody that's in the chat tonight. Yeah, I mean, it's great to have participation, like Justin's saying. It makes it a lot easier on us, and it makes us feel good knowing that people are really into it and people really want to get some back and forth. And I love interacting with you guys. And we do a show every Sunday night at 10:30, but during the week, you can always find me on like Facebook, or you can find me on this site. So if you ever you just want to get in touch with us, or just want to drop a comment, or you have a question about something that's going on, I mean, drop a comment right on the wall of the site. I mean, we'll get back to you in the same day. In the meantime, guys, check out our blogs, check out some of our past radio shows, and I don't know, Justin, anything else, or that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, that's it. I just want to, thanks for listening, thanks for interacting, and Brian, great show as always.
Yeah, you too, man. Great show. And guys, I mean, that's pretty much it. You've been listening to Real News Radio. Make sure you tune back in next Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Also,
right,
guys, I want to mention
Powers.
We have a Droid app. You can get it at the top of our page. Just click that. Easy to get us on the go. We work good in mobile browsers anyways. But if you get the app and you play the stream through that, it's pretty easy. And I will get that iPhone one soon. It's just it's all me working on a lot of these things at once. So it's like sometimes things get pushed off, and I don't mean to do that. But I will get that iPhone app done eventually. That's pretty much it, guys. So tune in next Sunday. You've been listening to Real News Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. And we are out of here.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.